It is a temple to Britain's art establishment, but under the austere gaze of old masters, a scrum of colour jostling for attention. The theme of this year's show is reclaiming magic, celebrating the joy of making stuff. Thousands of entries are sifted through by a committee of academicians, including famous artists and architects. It's the reason why complete unknowns can find themselves sharing wall space with megastars. And it's nearly all on sale for hundreds or hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's really a joyful experience. You know, we get around 14,000 to 15,000 submissions, out of which we then choose the works that the academicians, the committee that puts together the summer exhibition, deem the best. But ultimately, of course, we have to make a selection so that we end up with just under 1,400 works in the exhibition.
Looming over the gallery, this monumental piece by world-famous German artist Anselm Kiefer, whose work grapples with the bleak aftermath of the Second World War. Tucked beneath it, Family Picking Noses by Colin Cameron. Many of the works selected are by black artists dealing with complex colonial histories, all on display in a building erected at the height of Britain's transatlantic slave trade.
And this piece I do love.
Among them, celebrated artist Hugh Locke, who rather than knocking controversial statues off their pedestals, smothers them in garish regalia.
I've always said if I wasn't an artist, I would have been a historian, and hence my interest in statues, in the history of statues, in the history of who gets commemorated, and why, you know? Who do we put up there to celebrate? And do they deserve to be there, is the question.
It's big, it's bold, it's brash in places. The works encourage us to peer into the minds of the artist, whether it be an established famous painter or an up-and-coming amateur. This is a declaration, a manifesto even, that whatever you throw at it, art is back.
Around every corner, on every wall, the work goads viewers into thinking, maybe I could do that, which is precisely what 9-year-old Lucas Greenfield did. His work was chosen to feature in the Academy's youth show.
It feels amazing. It's when my head teacher told it to me. He brought me out of class and he told me, and it was like, it felt really cool that my work was recognised by a pro.
This is a rough and tumble exhibition, a reminder that creativity comes in all manner of shapes and sizes. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.